Welcome back to InfoTrack and our host, Chris Whitting.
Trees don't just add beauty to landscapes. Recent research shows that living around trees can actually reduce your risk of a serious disease. With the details, here's InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Peter James, associate professor in the University of California, Davis, Department of Public Health Sciences, and he's director of the Center for Occupational and Environmental Health. Professor, your study showed that living in urban areas with a higher percentage of visible trees is associated with a 4% drop in cardiovascular disease. Does this suggest a fresh approach to improving heart health?
Certainly. I think a lot of approaches have focused on either individual choices or other environmental factors that are harmful for health. And our study really looked for the first time at how the amount of trees around your home from street view images is related to lower cardiovascular disease risk. So that was a nice finding of something protective that we could look forward to.
And what is it about looking at trees that can help our heart and blood vessels?
There's a lot of reasons to think that trees are good for our health. They may provide shade, which helps us to cool during extreme temperatures. They may provide a setting for physical activity or social engagement. They may buffer exposure to air pollution. And really, for all these reasons, we think that this finding is showing us that trees might be actually related to beneficial lower risk of cardiovascular disease.
Now, do we know if the benefits you report mostly come from the calming emotional effects of trees that have been shown to reduce blood pressure, or by their other benefits, such as you mentioned, how trees filter pollution out of the air?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, and that's kind of the next step that we need to go forward and understand really these pathways through which trees may impact health. We don't really have the answer from this specific study, but that certainly is something we want to understand. We were able to measure some of those things as what we would call mediators, and really I think that we need more detailed data to answer that question.
Were the results affected by differences in neighborhoods, such as population density or air pollution? There's that air pollution again. Or whether these were richer or poorer neighborhoods?
We actually did analyses where we adjusted for a lot of those factors statistically, but also we did analyses where we stratified by. So we looked at, you know, amongst people who all lived in high-income neighborhoods or low-income neighborhoods, and we found that our findings were pretty consistent no matter how we chopped up the data. It just seemed that trees were protective for cardiovascular disease no matter what we did to the data.
Now, our listeners might not feel like a 4% decline in heart and other problems is significant. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think that's an interesting perspective. I think nowadays, in the types of risk factors we think about, a 4% difference is fairly substantial. You know, we've eliminated a lot of the things that we know are really, really strong risk factors for cardiovascular disease, or I wouldn't say we've eliminated, but we've identified a lot of them, like smoking. And I think to understand that just the amount of trees around the area that you live in, that 4% might be a pretty substantial difference in your risk for cardiovascular disease, which is, you know, an outcome we all hope to avoid.
But not all greenery is equal, it seems. Your study showed a negative effect from grass associated with a 6% increase in cardiovascular disease, and bushes and shrubs were linked to a 3% increase. What do you suspect might be causing these results?
Yes, and that was a little bit surprising. I think we expected trees to be the strongest factor, but we didn't expect these harmful associations to be seen for those, you know, grass and other green space. We speculate, you know, we didn't measure this, but we speculate that this may be due to increased use of pesticides when you're trying to keep your grass green, perhaps air quality impacts through mowing, grass pollen, lower cooling capacity compared to trees, because, you know, trees have provide a lot of shade, very large, potentially lower capacity to filter noise and air pollution. And maybe also it's just the lower levels of biodiversity. There may be something about diverse microbes in trees that actually benefit our health.
We're visiting with Professor Peter James from the University of California, Davis, Department of Public Health Sciences. He's first author of a study showing that living in urban areas with a higher percent of visible trees is associated with a 4% decline in cardiovascular disease. Professor, given that heart disease is the leading cause of death for men and women, according to the Centers for Disease Control, what do you feel are your study's big takeaways for urban planners?
Our big takeaway is that it does seem to be something about trees specifically compared to grass or other types of green space that seem to potentially benefit cardiovascular disease risk. And I think the big takeaway here is that we have focused urban forestry initiatives. A lot of them have been focused on climate and, you know, groundwater. I think what we see here is another co-benefit of trees. You know, these amazing species that we love in so many ways, they may actually provide us a health benefit. And this is one of the first studies that was able to kind of tease that apart and to really see the specific impact of trees on health.
And what does it mean when you say a, quote, higher percentage, unquote, of visible trees? Can you sort of quantify an amount of trees per unit area that's necessary to produce benefits?
For sure. I mean, that's one of the things that we observed is we did see what we call no evidence of nonlinearity, meaning any increase in trees is beneficial in our study. So there's no necessary amount that you need. Any additional bit is better. And when we talk about percentages, we were using Google Street View images. And so when we applied deep learning algorithms to them, we can segment out the percentage of trees within view. And so really any additional bit of tree within view in these images was associated with a decreased risk for cardiovascular disease.
But when you say additional, does that mean instead of zero trees?
Well, you could go from 0 to 1, 1 to 2%, or, you know, 90 to 95%. Any bit of increase was associated with a lower risk. So what we were looking at for that 4% is we're basically looking at what we call an interquartile range, about a 13% increase in the number of pixels in an image. So if you went from 0 trees in an image to 13.6% trees in that image, that would be associated with that 4% decreased risk.
And the study involved quite a few, 350 million Street View images?
That's correct. So we pulled every Street View image we could get back to 2007 when Google Street View started in the US, and we processed 350 million images. And then we linked those images to 88,000 Nurses Health Study participants, so our cohort study participants' addresses.
And so what happened? Areas that got more trees saw a decline in cardiovascular disease?
Well, actually, what happened is we linked all the amounts of trees from these Street View images to every participant's address, and then we followed the participants forward over time to see who developed cardiovascular disease, who had heart attacks and strokes, and who didn't. And we found that the people who consistently had higher levels of trees had lower risk of cardiovascular disease over about 18 years of follow-up.
Do you suspect that there might be some skepticism about your study? Oh, how could trees really be a benefit? Do you think land managers and others will adopt your study results and perhaps act on them?
I hope everyone reads every study with some degree of skepticism, and we also look at our findings and try and pick them apart to see whether we can say, is this actually causal? And I would say that there's a growing body of research that seems to substantiate the work we're doing. And I would say, again, our findings are robust to many, many different ways of cutting up the data, looking at it in different ways. And I certainly welcome criticism of our study. However, I think that it's a very strong finding, and certainly more work needs to be done. But I do think that we have enough research in this area that I think we do have actionable information for, you know, land managers, urban planners, landscape architects to move on this information.
And forgive the pun, which is unintended, but you're not exactly out on a limb with this, because there are, in fact, just dozens and dozens of studies. Are there not showing benefits from trees, from health to financial to other areas?
There are many, many studies out there. And again, our study is kind of another branch in that body of literature. And we are trying to really substantiate it so that we can feel confident that when we plant a new tree, maintain existing trees, that we can improve public health, but also improve the climate.
Peter James from the University of California, Davis Department of Public Health Sciences. Thanks for joining us today, and good luck with your future research.
Thanks so much for having me.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.